We're at Gas Digital today. Welcome to Panties and Gas.
Welcome to Gas in Your Mouth.
Gas in Your Mouth.
Are we going?
Yeah. We had guest, but
had a guest, but he... Wait, can I get more LaMare in my ears?
Ooh. Can I turn my volume up, huh?
Can I get LaMare in my ears, please? Huh? Gas in the mouth?
Can you turn my mic up, huh?
last week, we didn't have LaMare. This week, we don't have Nate. No, Nate's just going out to get something from...
No, Andy, tell him the truth, dude.
Okay, we killed him with a gun.
Nate sacrificed himself to bring me back, dude. We're switching places in I-95.
That's right. I forgot about that. Nate's running up Snake Road right now.
Yeah, he's under the rubble.
Oh, I forgot. You were under I-95.
Yeah.
Basically what happened is Nate lifted up a piece of I-95. Yeah. He was like, get out.
Yeah.
And then you were like, Nate, if you don't get under there, the structural integrity.
Nate, if you don't get under there, thousands of people are going to die. And now Nate is sacrificing his life for those thousands of people. He's doing an honorable thing, dude.
He's being honorable as hell.
Yeah.
Taking a hard L for LaMare so he can come back and tell you what was it like being
It's only fair that like we gotta honor him, dude. When I last saw him, he was trembling, dude, but he was holding up. He wouldn't crumble. He wouldn't fold.
Say what you want about Nate Marshall. He will hold up I-95 as long as you ask him to.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time. Every time I've ever asked Nate to hold up I-95, does it for me.
Do you know what happened? Oh, during the time I asked Aunt Nate, I was like, Nate, I know I'm going to do panties, but are you going to make it in? He was like, yeah, I'm going to make it in. He was trembling, holding it up.
Yeah, with his arms just shaking. Yeah, he's like, I'll be there.
Why didn't you take his place, Mr. 435? You could have did it easy.
I got to fuck it. Because I had to show him. I watched that clip from fucking rap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was laughing when
what
I
was the
it.
Rap clip?
Oh, so shout out to whoever it was, the listener that tagged me, Runaway Slav. So they were doing rap. Oh, yeah, no, Runaway Slav. He's all up on the No More Hero shit. Yeah. The second I heard his name in the clip, I was like, my man. But fucking, they had left Fur on Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
And they're trying to find someone to fight, because they're trying to get comics and shit to fight at Skankfest.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get someone to fight, and Runaway Slav hops on. He's just like, Andy Malafrina, and he didn't just throw it out there. He got my back. He was like, Andy's gonna whoop your ass. He said some shit like
that. No, he said you'd whoop me and Nate's ass. I think he said that. Is that what he said?
There was the tweet. A lot of people want to see me fight. And here's the goddamn truth of it. Lewis in that clip read me like a fucking book.
What'd he say?
Because he was just like, see, I don't think Andy can fight, but I definitely think you can hit him with a lot of baseball bats and he won't go down. And I'm like, that sounds like me. I don't know. Like, I think I got good. I probably have good punching power, but I have no real deal fighting.
You have
experience.
Good endurance and tenacity. You won't lose. You don't want to lose.
Yeah, I won't beat you, but I won't lose. It'll just be like fucking, it'll be like a bunch of railroad workers hitting the spike, all punching me in the head. I'll just be,
he won't go down, sir. He won't go down.
But I will put it out there. I will gladly fight at Skankfest if it is not a monetary loss for me in any way. pay for my training camp, get me the ticket there, all that shit, and I will gladly do it. And you can't put me up against someone who can actually fight.
Andy, I say, you don't fight at Skankfest this year. Okay. Wait till next year. We do a year training camp. Get that
whole
way.
Year?
Yeah. So then you have the basics down for sure. So when you go in there and you fight somebody who's like, I can beat up Andy, you're like, I know how to fuck this guy up.
I don't know, dude. I kind of want to go in with like expectations low.
Yeah, nobody will. Well, I know we're talking about it now and it probably won't happen, but this is what should happen.
I don't know. I feel like a year of training camp.
And it's not boxing intense training. It's like training camp. So you learn the basics. And as soon as you get the basics, then there's time to like fucking start teaching you like a little bit more advanced shit.
Okay.
That's what the year is for. It's not a year of like doing cardio four times a week.
That would be sick, dude. I'll do a year of Rocky training.
Yeah.
Just like punching meat
and
drinking fucking eggs.
Yeah, just running through museum way.
Yeah, that would be super sick.
Yeah, dude. See?
I would definitely go through like boxing training camp.
Look, dude, it's 2024 Skankfest goals.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be funny if Skankfest just, they like forget there's comedy there.
Yeah.
It's just like boxing.
It turns into a boxing ring. Yeah.
It just literally turns into, it slowly shifts into WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Then Vince McMahon, and then Triple H and Vince McMahon gets the idea. It was like, we should have comedians at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And then WrestleMania turns into Skankfest.
Man, dude. Don't even get me started about that working out for me. Don't get me started. That's my dream.
Yo, there's an inn. Fucking Che and Joe's did it.
Yeah, but they were on the SNL.
Which I'm just saying there's an inn.
Do you think SNL's going to get canceled because of the writer's strike? I think it's going to get canceled.
I don't know if it'll get canceled.
I think a lot of stuff's going to get like ended.
So what's the, you know, because you dip deep into like network TV and stuff like that, right? You
like enjoy, to watch it?
Yeah, like yeah. I'm usually just watching documentaries and fucking figuring out why the frogs are gay. You know what I mean? That's my MO. But you
We know why the frogs are gay now if you listen to RFK on Joe Rogan.
Well,
dude.
I mean, we got AJ and RFK, and they're both talking about gay. I mean, it's pretty unanimous that the frogs are fucking gay.
It's crazy how many times Alex Jones has been like, right.
Yeah, there's like a whole website or something devoted
to
that.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
RFK is right, even though that's my president, so I think he's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty hype on RFK. Yeah. He's the only jacked presidential candidate.
Dude, he's the only guy asking, being like, tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's the part that I did a video about it, like talking about, because I'm not going to go confidently in a video and be like, here's what's up with vaccines.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know that shit enough. I just go off with the people I trust. Right.
My source is RFK, and he says...
Yeah, RFK, this is what he fucking fumbled his way through.
And I don't know if, like...
Or this is what he wavy voiced his way through.
Yeah, he frog voiced.
I gotta get RFK's back. People go like, that voice is rough to listen to. Well, first off, he's saying some interesting shit. So after about 5 minutes, you get used to
it. Dude, after 5 minutes, you, like, catch into the frequencies.
Yeah, you catch a groove, and you forget that other people don't talk like that.
Yeah, you forget he sounds like he's underwater.
Yeah. That's such a good way to put it.
Dude, this is a reference.
Did they get a whole ass sandwich?
I don't know, probably. But this is the reference people about RFK, I say, that people won't get. It's that there was a season of Power Rangers where they were like Aqua Rangers. It was like the third season. It was like second season, right after Mighty Morphin. And they sounded like RFK. They'd be like, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and nobody ever is he just eating a sandwich?
I don't know. I just wanted to text him so he didn't think we were being like fucking dicks.
Oh no.
Here, wait.
He'll be fine, dude. He's munching food. I mean, you and Nate can have a whole have you noticed that all of you guys have had we've all had a podcast together except for me and you. Me and you have never had a Nate Away podcast.
Actually,
I'm wrong. We did in Philly.
We did?
Yeah, with Jay and Ryan Foster.
Oh, yeah, but that's not like there hasn't been...
That was a non-canon event.
Though. There hasn't been just a fucking Andy and Lemaire-sode.
Yeah.
We did that one time a really long time ago. Remember when we were talking? That was like one of the first Andy and Lemaire arguments.
Yeah.
When I was doing Hear Andy Talk. I remember we were... what the fuck? We were talking about rap and you were like...
Rap music.
Yeah, rap music.
And I was like, your opinion doesn't matter because you're white.
I take
that back.
That was your MO for a good 4 or 5 years. White suburbs, who cares?
take it back. You guys buy that shit.
Well, no, that was what I did a whole fucking term paper about that in 12th grade.
Yeah.
Is like, it's like rap is held up by like suburban white kids' money. Not completely, but like it's a huge chunk, at least when I did my paper in fucking.
Yeah.
But no, you see it when like.
You reminded me. That's what I said on Son of a Boy Dad, basically. I was like, yo, dude, about black people. I hope they cut it out of that podcast. I'm going to text Sass tomorrow. I'm like, yo, please cut that. But like, or later today. But I was talking about how black people were like, yo, they're watching. We need to chill. That's basically what I said. I was like, they're watching. We need to chill.
Wait, now is this the they I think you mean when you say they?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about like a Kanye type of they or just the general overwatchers?
Just the general overwatchers.
Nah, see, I think the people watching over everything,
yeah,
they're just fucking, well, I said this to Nate. I go, I said it last week. You weren't there. You were under 95.
Yeah, I was under the highway. He's holding it up now.
I said this last week. I go, I think back in the day what happened is they finally got to a point where they're like, all right, fine, we'll get rid of slavery. But they've been pissed about it ever since.
Yeah.
And they've just been doing things. They've just been doing things here and there. Because it is this thing, like you'll see.
Can you imagine if there's like young white people who are like, ooh, they ruined my family's wealth. They're just still pissed today.
I was joking with someone where it's like they'll show a video of like black people and half the time it'll be like black people in the hood doing something crazy. And they'll be like, can you believe that? And I go, I don't know, man. If the government and the CIA was constantly like butt fucking my people, you know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't act the best all the time. Like personal responsibility. Yeah. I made a joke tweet about this. I go, yo, personal responsibility is a thing, but never forget the Federal Reserve has been devaluing our currency since 1971.
Yeesh.
You know what I mean? It's always like a little column A, column B. Yeah. Obviously there's personal responsibility, but then also too.
He made it, dude. He saved all those people.
Well, y'all saying nice things about me?
Yeah,
yeah, dude, saved all those people, dude. Remember you were holding up I-95?
Nate, I was holding up
I-95. Because you had to switch out with LeMaire.
Yeah, we switched places so I could get here early. You waited for the fucking resources to come through to hold it up for those people. They saved hundreds of thousands of people.
I'm glad that's bringing you to tears.
He's welcome our guest, Nate Marshall. Whew. Thanks for being on Pain.
Yeah, dude, our guest and no longer friend, Char Gardini.
He didn't even text me back, dude. And I know.
I texted him too. He saw it, dude. Tomorrow. He's seen him. Yeah, I gotta see him tomorrow.
Yeah, he's seen him. He's ignored him.
Gotta see him tomorrow.
You see Gardini. Tell him we're throwing heads.
It's on site, dude.
It's on site. He thought I was just jovial. God dang it, dude. And then he's going disrespect. Dude,
sometimes Uncle Nate gotta get the belt out, though.
Yeah. That's what I would do the second I see him.
Dude, Andy was talking about that. He was with his earlier. You were talking about being with your nephew this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I brought that to press yet, but yeah. Because the first time.
Brought it to press.
I don't know if I brought that to press.
My bad, dude.
I ran here from I-95.
I feel like we've talked about your nephew a lot, so I thought it was a relevant update.
No.
Like,
this was the last time we all hung out. He was just being a little bit of a whippersnapper.
Wait, Nate, that's your drink brought to you by Barstool. It's called Pink Whitney, but we put water in it to cut it down because it's just all lemonade. So it's funny. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. You definitely need to cut it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is treacherous.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, but we're here for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
For an hour.
No. But I mean, then we got
to do Lev's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We should go to dinner.
Yeah.
No, wait. You got to. Never mind. You were so dumb 95. You're probably so hungry.
Yeah, I'm starving. I'm starving. I'm sweating.
Dude, and you had
I want to smell this chair, but I know a lot of people have sat in it. But this is this is where
whatever
Amy's.
That was Amy's chair. Yeah.
This room is famous, dude.
Where do they shoot SDR? Because there's. Those are the chairs we got to smell.
There's definitely... don't know which one's Jay's.
Turn it.
It's a wild room.
Oh, this chair's quick on its feet. Oh, yeah.
This chair smells like Zach Amico.
Oh, my God. You give this chair a premise, it's going to come up with something quick. Dude, there's definitely more chairs. Dude. There's definitely more chairs than not covered in squirt in Gas Digital.
Damn, dude, I wish we were in ONA studio. How much of that is covered in squirt? Like classic ONA studios?
Yeah. I feel like Howard Stern got more squirt than ONA.
Why don't they do squirt on Compound? You know?
Right, it feels like he's got more freedom to just have squirt.
Yeah.
It's
his business.
You don't, because every year Compound pushes himself a little bit farther away from like normal life.
Yeah.
So every year you can be doing more squirt at Compound. There's no moment at Compound that they'd be like, that's too much squirt. Every year you can always be doing more squirt at Compound. Yeah,
more and more squirt.
Yeah.
It's okay, Nate. There's no sound playing. It's just our voices.
You can hear yourself, but I can't hear you guys.
Why can't you hear us?
I can hear you. Wait, talk? I can't hear the man.
Can't you hear me? You guys can't hear me?
I can hear you.
I got one can off. I can hear you that way.
Yeah.
You're not in my headphones.
What the hell, dude?
Is LeMaire going to be silent this whole episode?
No.
All right. That cutie behind the board said no. That's the type of guy I'd fuck if I was gay.
Yeah.
I'd just dominate a little twink. You're cute, dude. Don't worry. I'm sorry.
I love that you just did that. That was some jailhouse shit.
These bars,
I would fuck you, yeah, and you couldn't stop it.
Dude, these Pink Whitneys are fucking killer.
Sorry, yeah, these
kind of I've avoided it a little bit.
Yeah,
I've been blacking out at gas like regular. Like the I did the last time I was here with you.
You don't make it out of gas without like not remembering.
Because the last couple times I didn't drive myself, so that was.
I drove today.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. So I don't got the mental.
Ooh, we all drove today, dude. Yeah, yeah. Look at us making money. Patreon.com/PITM.
We don't got to split a toll.
Please sign up. We all get our own toll money now.
Yeah, I had to take a break when we started late because I was like, I knew we were losing daylight, and there was too many babes outside.
Outside, yeah.
I was like, I gotta go scope some babes.
Oh, you went to the store to fucking the Banach?
I went to the store to Banach. I didn't know how long you were going to be, so I didn't.
I saw you were exhausted
after
I not five. Yeah. Pussy?
Huh?
You just left to look at bus?
I mean, to go for a walk, but that was like the motivation behind the walk. Oh. It was like, I'll get out there, I'll start pay. There's no bras.
I saw a lady.
There's no bras. There's a law against bras in New York, dude.
Yeah, summertime. As soon as June 5th hits,
the nipples are out. It's nipple city.
Juneteenth / Hoagie Fest, that's when all the bras are off.
Both are happening at the same time. Nipples ain't staying in. I almost said following. I was walking behind a girl on the way in.
Andy, you smoking moon? Oh, my bad. You were telling a story.
No, you're good. I was walking behind this girl on the way in to do Buy Guys today, and she was.
Are you sure it was a girl? I almost got fooled the last time I was doing Buy Guys.
Well, here's the.
You got fooled.
I didn't get completely
fooled. Admit it, Nate. You got fooled, dude.
No.
Admit it, dude.
I didn't get fooled because I heard the voice.
They showed a video.
I got fooled by the visual.
Oh, wait. The last episode, dude. I saw that clip just watching you guys both talk to the first trans you ever met.
The first trans we wanted to fuck?
Don't say we.
Nah. God. Come on,
dude. No one watches these. Just say it.
Dude, that'd be my first butthole.
Yeah, but you would have balls hitting your, like, balls.
No, she cut her balls off, remember?
Oh, damn. She's damn near foolproof.
That's so funny. You tuck your dick in your boxers. The guy goes down there and I'm like, yo, why is it so solid?
You know, in a court of law, that's a pussy.
Your Honor.
That's a joke. I was talking about Blair White last week. That's a joke I made to Steph one time when I showed her Blair White in like a bikini or something. I was like, I guess I'm gay, dude. Because if that's a guy, I'm fucking gay.
You told your wife?
Yeah,
dude, there's a wrestler called Giselle Shaw on Impact Wrestling, and in clothes you can like be fooled, but like I was like watching her and I was like, yo,
what's her name?
Giselle Shaw.
Can we pull up Giselle Shaw? I want to see how foolable.
Like when it was pretty foolable. I thought I was bamboozled. I was like, it wasn't bamboozled. It was
And
I was like, no way. There's no way they would have a woman wrestler.
What's her name? Giselle Shaw?
Yeah.
Is she a small gal?
Sort of.
Did she start out Hispanic or Asian?
No, I don't know. She's petite. She has a crew.
Because I've seen some of the trans on Instagram.
That's Kid Cosmic.
What?
Kid Cosmic or Kid Bandit.
I don't know what you're saying.
Kid Bandit.
I'm just saying to have the most success as a trans, it's like to hopefully be a small Asian or Hispanic.
Yeah.
They
Yeah.
Oh, that's very bamboozleable. That's a fella?
Yeah.
Oh, but she did the full chop.
Yeah, full chop, bad fella, dude.
Oh, yeah, she looks Hispanic.
Yo, are we accidentally doing Pride Month?
We're not accidentally doing it. No. Nate, it's the script, dude. It's the script. We wrote this.
I forgot.
This is part of the script.
Look, I'm still getting back.
We're celebrating Andy.
You're woozy. Celebrating me and what I jerk off to when the sun goes down. You don't jerk off to transport with daylight around you. Wait till nighttime.
Yeah, you can't jerk off to transport until like 1:45 a.m.
When the clock strikes midnight, you jack it to trans.
Have you ever
what does a chick with a big dick and no balls look like? And hope her titties are size C.
Damn, he really went down. What's her name's catalog?
No, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't know
either. Somebody else, not to ruin Emma Rose, but somebody said she had a small peen.
She said she had a small peen.
Oh, yeah.
While we were there.
I also heard it on another podcast and somebody
you heard it through
it.
The grapevine?
I heard it through the grapevine that she has a small peen.
There's a rumor going around.
But like, who am I to judge?
Is that the young lady you talked to on My Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, though, that did throw
also,
me off.
Also, she should come back, dude. We should have her on panties, like, when she's in town.
Okay.
She was cool.
She was cool.
Yeah. Did they show you like porn on By Guys?
No.
Because I haven't done it in forever. And like we're like joking around for 5 minutes and then immediately.
Is Andy like, going to see porn today?
They were like, no, I saw it already. I watched a little Asian femboy suck off a black guy. I've seen porn already today.
It says yes.
The eight ball knew. More porn. Was this already in here? Did you go get it?
No, I went to get it. It says yes, like definitive. It just says yes.
Yo, we need an eight ball for the studio.
Yeah.
Am I going to see trans porn? What does it say? Outlook not so good.
Damn it. the eight ball's a Christian.
That means no.
The eight ball's an evangelical.
Yeah, that's God's angel.
Eight ball just finished watching What is a Woman?
Yo, some dude spazzed on me in the middle of my set this weekend because I didn't even say anything.
Wait, where were you at?
Bananas.
Bananas.
What joke were you doing?
I was talking about that tribe, the Corway tribe thing. Yeah. And that's just that.
But oh,
just
like, where they're like, I'll eat Pete. I was about to do the joke.
Yeah. But I say the part about like the dead dicks or whatever. And just like, he was just like, I don't know what it was, but I think it was like the second time dicks came up during my set or something. He was like, you know a lot about it. Like, he just got real homophobic.
You love dicks, nigga.
Yeah, basically that energy. Without nigga, he was a big, bald, white dude. He thought nigga.
He thought it. Yeah.
He also...
He thought nigger.
Like, fuck that shit. He just heavy nod at you.
Yeah.
I had that with my
I'll get right.
Wait, you said it with it. I didn't hear the hard R.
You didn't hear the hard R?
No, but maybe I wasn't expecting it from you.
Yeah, see, it's like studio, dude. I'm off the juice at the studio.
Yo, this studio, does this studio have an AC unit?
It's right there.
Oh my God, is it on? What the fuck?
I don't think so.
Oh, I got it. Honestly,
I don't care if the audio is horrible. Give me a 67 on that. Yo, dude,
I was in here thinking maybe it's because I like ran over here from I-95, and I was like, maybe that's why I'm so hot. I'll start to cool down. Let's just get. Look at me. Look at me on the screen, dude. I'm glistening.
Yeah, dude. I don't care if the audio is just like.
Man, after we switched places at I-95, I ran the bar stool first, and it was hot in there too. I was sweating the whole time. Just like, come on.
I thought Barstool was a well-oiled machine.
Man,
I thought
it was just hot.
Yeah, damn.
I also said something I regret.
What'd you say? You can talk about it here. This is a safe space.
I think I said... It
was something about black people, wasn't it? You went around... He was around Barstool and all the rich whites.
It's the only time I say things about white black people when I'm like, fuck!
You're around a bunch of rich white people.
I said, black people...
Oh no, how'd it go? This is
sometimes they're right. We gotta chill out.
On JT? You said that on JT?
Or what's JT?
Juneteenth.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right. Look, dude. JT, this Juneteenth is this a thing I wanna make sure I'm trying to put it out in the universe. It's not officially
a smart order. It is officially a holiday.
It's officially a holiday, but is it officially a drinking holiday?
No.
Because I don't think it has any rules yet.
I think it's going to be serious for at least 3 more years.
I want to change that right now. So we're probably going to be blacked out on Lev's pod.
Yeah. I was on rap and it said they were saying it's a barbecue holiday.
I mean, but you drink and barbecue. I mean,
you drink at a barbecue.
4th of July is a barbecue holiday. What's more American than a barbecue holiday?
They were saying you can only get one Independence Day. So like you get Juneteenth.
Wait, who said that? Barstool or...
Rap. That's a rap topic.
Okay. Right.
Barstool was respectfully letting me hang myself.
Yeah, rap would be the place that goes, say it. And Barstool goes, if you want to say it.
Yeah. I was like, you guys are so nice. Let me say it.
I just want to make you guys happy.
Dude, I had a harder opinion I didn't want to say.
Wait, all right. So you didn't tell your first opinion?
Yeah, I didn't say it because I don't want to say it anywhere.
You've already said it.
You said it
on a much bigger platform.
That wasn't my first opinion, though. Okay. That was number two.
All right, what was number two?
That was number two. The black one was number two.
Well, no, but I don't think you finished the whole sentence. We just were right sometimes.
I No, they're right sometimes.
Who, white people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nate can't let himself agree with that.
Well, what's the it's not that I can't. What's the context? Are we talking like math? We're talking like mathematics, because I believe.
You do math now?
No. Well, certain math.
we're talking about black culture. Not culture, but black experiences.
Oh, did you go full Cosby?
I didn't.
Did you go pull your pants up?
I went a little Cosby. Not pull your pants up. And that's not fair.
What, pull your pants up?
Yeah.
You mean like.
That's not fair.
What's
not fair?
Because like, why is it like, I don't know, dude. I'm not anti. It was just like, yo, just fucking like, dude, we're fucking up. Get it together.
No, I ain't gonna say we're fucking up, but what I will say is historically, I'm about to let you bring me down. that's one of the hardest parts about being black, though, is
speaking against black shit. If not you say speaking against it, but speaking towards it.
Damn, I'm not, you know what? Can we continue this? Can we continue this next week? Can we put a pin in this? We already going to get.
Oh yeah, we got to take it out of gas.
No. It's not about gas. It's about they're going to be like they said this on Juneteenth. I don't need the exclamation mark on it. If we're going to try to be fair.
Hopefully they can listen to this, and then next week I'll come up. Next week I'll apologize. I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I drink two pyre waters. That's 20% tequila, brothers. I was tossed.
There's a thing like. When you're trying to be fair and you're black, you can get lumped into cooning accidentally.
That's how I feel right now. When I was riding my scooter back, it was a little tainted.
Yeah.
It was a little tainted because I was like, I'm not cooning. I just want you guys to know.
Yeah.
I can't. I had two opinions.
But historically, even niggas love get brought down.
What does that mean to you guys?
Wait, let me explain myself. I had two opinions.
So what did we get there? I won't forget.
I had two opinions. I thought the first one would be more socially dangerous and more worse to put out there right now.
Okay.
The other one, I was like, I can deal with whatever comes drunk? With it. Yeah.
Okay.
I was drunk when I said it.
Last time I got drunk at Barstool, I jumped the train. So I've been, we all make bad decisions drinking at Barstool.
I went there. Every room have like 16 bottles of their fucking lemonade? Their
pirate water? Yeah. I drank two pirate, I was fucking having it.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're having a good time. Pete Whitney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I said that.
What was your first opinion?
Do you want me to say my first opinion? I'll say it with you guys because I don't care on this podcast.
Okay, what was Andy's question? Because we're not going to forget it.
Yeah, you're right.
What was your question?
You were saying about the word. Mm-hmm. I feel like you don't want me to say it.
No, say it, Andy.
Oh, like what's it? Look, he's trying to bring everybody down.
I mean,
give us one, dude.
Oh no, gas is kicking. Gas is kicking in Andy.
He's catching with the phlegm.
Wait, are we not at a compound?
My fault. It's AC,
what does that mean
still
to
hot?
You guys? Still hot. Yeah. He didn't. Nothing happened.
That's why Dylan left with the remote. He didn't want us to know. It wasn't on.
It's broken. It's like, that is just show AC. That's not a real AC.
This is a prop AC. Yo, you feel all that cool air the second this door?
Leave the door open. I don't care about.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Oh, nah, that could just be open. We need to hear a. That could just be opening.
They're trying to kill us.
You know how that website works. You think AC is any better?
You mean like, does that bother you to hear
I still can't see the Bye Guys episode. No. That's just the last comments I read. I'm sorry.
Wait, does what bother me?
Oh, yeah. No, the question you asked was, does it bother us?
No, like, I was going to say, what does that word mean to you? Because a lot
tuning.
Of...
Tuning.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I see it like, I'll see sometimes people just want to like, you know, put out an observation and then it's like a quick way to be like, yo, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Is it like you're saying that you're basically being Uncle Ruckus? You're like sucking up to white people?
I think there's versions of it that are really that. I don't think what me or LaMare do ever is that, but I could easily see it. Like somebody can say something we've done or like said or something and being like, these two niggas.
Bruh.
I mean, honestly, say a nigga in front of you could be, some people could be like, That would probably
be like Nate, old school.
It would be old people.
Yeah, I have a whole asterisk.
Oh, you think you do?
I have a whole asterisk to my blackness.
Yeah, yeah, you just
before
gotta...
Before that.
No, that might be your one. What's the black dude who, he's like, he's smart and he's always...
Charleston White?
No, not Charleston.
Umar?
Jesse Ray Peterson.
No.
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, the did you watch
older
fucking...
black dude. He's got like a goofy haircut. I told you I didn't like him because of his hair.
Thomas Sowell.
Yeah.
No, I'm not him. No. I'm not him. But he might say some good things. I'm not him, though. I'm not him, but I'm him. No.
You mean you're him like Jimmy Butler him?
Dude, I'm not him, but I'm
you're Jimmy
I'm
Butler
Jokic,
him.
Dude. I'm Jokic him.
If you're him, your economics are top notch. Yeah. No, I was gonna say because I noticed I was talking to someone about this where I go like just noticing how the world is. I go, it has to be so exhausting to be black because everyone's constantly telling you how you're supposed to be black. So I could see someone throwing that out as an easy way to like agree. When they hear you say something that they don't agree with, it's an easy way to shut you up.
You know what's crazy?
Because like, it's like when you're more worried about being like, oh, am I going to be the outcast over like, are we, can we actually have like a real conversation about something?
Dude, Andy's right, dude.
I'm no, for real. It's like, well, it's like little, it can even be little.
See?
Shit like camping.
My point's valid. They're watching. All right, go ahead.
I wasn't even saying your point.
Drink a little more. How you feeling?
I wasn't.
What else is on your mind?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to say your point wasn't valid.
We should be able to. White people should say it. No.
Goes to one bar stool for fucking 2 hours.
I don't know. I don't know what my. I don't. Was I supposed to have an opinion about something?
Because I'm trying to think of other. I'm trying to think of like other
about Coonan.
Other versions of that.
Oh, I was just saying if you're just being fair, you can be considered Coonan,
which isn't fair.
You can also too a lot like just in general, people can give out a critique of like their people, and then the people who hate you can take that and easily use it against you. So I know a lot of people get they put up walls when it comes to certain things like that, because you're like I almost don't want to say this because it can easily be used against me.
Yeah.
Even if it is a valid opinion, it can easily be used against me and taken out of context.
Dude, John Morant getting in trouble for having his guns, not fair.
Not fair.
That's not fair. He's being like proselytized for some reason.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
It's a word. Yeah. I'm not smart enough to know if you use it right.
Definitely not. He also said one of them guns. I don't know how true this is. He said one of them was a lighter. He said the first.
That's probably not true.
I know. But solid move. I think he posted a video where he was lighting candles with a gun, like right after
that'd be
the
so
first
funny
one.
If
he did have two little guns. So one of them could have been like low enough
easily
a lighter.
Yeah, like, yeah. Also, he's in Memphis. Like, he needs a gun.
He needs a gun.
He's rich, dude. In Memphis.
Yeah.
He needs guns.
Bro, I saw a video.
Do you ever listen to David Banner?
That's Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
No,
I'm
Memphis.
Sorry.
Memphis is all them extra crazy bulls. That's
Memphis is tough. Damn. You ever listen to Justin Timberlake?
You ever listen to Pooh Shiesty?
Nate's talking about Memphis. He's standing up about the freestyle.
No, I was getting ready to run. I was already getting ready.
I made
Memphis and Chicago are like the same.
Dude, you can have. Do you ever see? I've seen footage from like San Francisco where these people will be backing their fucking like Rolls Royce type car out of their expensive ass fucking house or apartment.
Yeah.
And they have to drive by people, if like homeless people in fucking tents. You know what I mean? They're like, so there's areas where you can be fucking loaded and still be around like dangerous shit.
I mean, that's all in New York, I feel like. Like, that's one of the dope things about New York, I think, is like you can fucking. You can be rich as shit and then come out your $1 million apartment.
What are you?
And then walk right into. Are you about to send your beat?
No, I was about to make a beat. I was like, no, it's made. It made one. It's AI, dude. It's AI. I got inspired, dude.
Playing like a DDR game on his phone.
But you could be rich as shit, walk out apartment to 1,000 trash bags in front of your $1 million.
They also do that a lot with.
Which is kind of.
I saw a thing.
They need to reinvent trash. Shit in New York or big cities.
Just burn it. Just every fucking block has incinerator on it.
If you burn it, it'll smell like shit.
No, dude. That's what that's what gave Joe Biden's kid cancer. They had burn pits in Afghanistan.
Nah, that family's just cursed.
No, if you were.
Yeah, watch it. Yeah, watch it for the boys. Pop a betcha spot.
No, I said some black shit already. They're fine.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You did kind of.
Wait. Did you vote for Biden?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're black.
says Biden.
My grandma told me to vote for Biden, not Joe Biden.
That's what my mom. My mom said the same thing.
My mom said, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not black. And I was like, grandma.
Well, I was like, well, mom, if you said it, I'll listen to you.
I'll listen to you, not fucking.
But my favorite, my mom was a, my, because he was just in Philly doing something with Fetterman. And I have a cousin who like works in like film and things or whatever. So he was there, so I got to take a picture with him. And I was just down there to see my family for Father's Day and shit. And she showed me a picture of him with Biden and Fetterman. I was like, I don't care that he was with them nut ass niggas. And my mom,
nut ass. That's so funny.
Dude, Biden stinks, dude.
Did you ever see?
Yeah, he's like retarded.
Have you ever?
I mean, that's not news now, no.
No,
it's like hack at this point.
I saw. Did you see that clip?
I do want to hear your other opinions.
You see that clip of Fetterman?
That beat's trash, bro.
Dude, I can't freestyle over that. Turn that off.
That beat's trash, bro. Sound off in the comments if that beat was trash. Don't spare. I know we all love LaMere. Don't spare his feelings.
No.
I don't care how fast he did it. It was AI assisted.
I know you're a fucking LaMere pet out there. Only give it to him if he deserves it.
I know he just said positive things about white people. Don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Boy, listen to it this fast.
That sounds like an old video game beat.
Yeah,
I'm definitely in a dungeon with Link.
Yeah, like a dark cave.
I just jumped into water.
You're about to fight some Zubats.
I'm saving any beats for my angles, my wrestling podcast. No, okay, I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's all right. Plug it.
Andy, if you talk about No More Heroes, I'll fight you, dude. No,
what was your, what was your?
Nothing.
We got a lot of fighting to do. Got to fight Gardini.
I have to fight.
Like, I'm ready, dude. I've been drinking. I got pirate orders in me. Arg.
What was your other opinion? If you don't, well, think about it before you say it, because I don't want to feel like I'm trying to trick you because you've been drinking.
I can say it.
Or just say
I'll
it.
Say it.
Yeah,
I'll
say
it.
I'll give you my honest feedback.
But it's
you
also
hanging?
It's something I know people won't like. It's like a. All right.
What is it? We all should get along. They hate that.
All right. All right. Okay. Being trans, the only mental illness where we have to like, the only cure is everyone acting like they're right.
Bars. Play that beat.
Like that's the thing I figured out. Every other mental illness doesn't really mess with people, like being homeless or like other things like that. But then like being trans is the only one where you like gotta actually be like,
it's just a hard conversation. Right. It's a hard conversation to have because the term mental illness just sounds so mean.
But if
you have schizophrenia, you have a mental illness. If you have fucking anxiety, you have a mental illness. You know what I mean?
Think you should be a woman when you're a man.
I think one thing that makes people go like, that's not that bad, because people have seen it on, especially now, people have jerked off to it so much that they're like, I don't want them to go away.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like,
so, if it makes me come, you better not get rid of it.
Yeah, even if out loud, because there's too much of it online for it to be as like people are watching. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
said there's too much of it. Like it's a plague, right?
What was the lady we just were?
Emma Rose.
Emma Rose. Like Emma Rose is like probably like half.
Blake's her dead name, I think. No, I'm joking. But dude, also, I'm not saying it as like I'm saying it as a thing I've noticed.
Yeah.
Because like, so being trans is body dysmorphia.
Yeah, I agree with that. Body dysmorphia
is a mental illness.
Yeah.
And so the equivalent is being, and the way people accept it is that we have to be like, yeah. So like,
do we do that with other forms of body dysmorphia?
Anorexia, fat people.
That's what I'm saying. We don't go.
Well, it also
every form of body dysmorphia we have to accept.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
Like, I mean, I have to, but we kind of do.
We kind of already. It's already like established.
What do you mean?
Most like fat people, people who are too jacked, that's body dysmorphia.
People who are like skinny but think they're fat.
I don't think I'm body dysmorphic.
No, but like, you know, when you're like, when you're on steroids and you're doing it just to get bigger, that's body dysmorphia.
If you're doing like
the extreme of everything is body dysmorphia.
Yeah, 100%. They 100% have body dysmorphia.
That was pretty extreme.
Me, I got body dysmorphia. Like, you know, like,
are you saying you're also too jacked?
No, I'm not. I'm
well,
just
I was
fat
just
guy.
Being fat because like you
being
don't.
Fat, you just yeah.
Well, no,
you just have a bad body.
Being yeah, fat because
maybe
you
I
can't
don't
control
understand body dysmorphia. But
no,
I
no, you
I
had
do.
It with like
go say nothing.
With like the weightlifters who yeah. do the shows and stuff.
Anything you have to try to achieve.
That's body,
with your
body dysmorphia because yeah. like especially too. Me and Steph were just watching Arnold's got that doc out, which yeah. it's a complete Arnold fluff piece, but it's still yeah. fucking good.
He is barbers.
And
he
when you look at the when you look at the bodybuilder shows from when he was doing them in the 70s and 80s, they just look like they all look like jack dudes. You'd be like, oh, that'd be cool to look like if I was that kind of jack. Now, when you see the bodybuilder shows, guys and girls, like you saw it with Jordan Grace from Impact yeah, Wrestling. Geez. She used to be like a hot, jack, thick girl, yeah. and now she's just like her voice is weird because she's taking a lot of tests, and her body's just weird looking because there's no body fat on yeah. it. And you're like, no one wants to look like that. Like this yeah. is a mental disorder.
Yeah,
you know, like body, she looks at it and goes like, I'm fucking.
She might
look at me.
Yeah, yeah, she might
fuck a dude.
But
up.
Just because you feel that way doesn't mean it's wrong. Doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
and people,
oh, I wasn't disagreeing with yeah.
yeah. It's yeah. a mental illness, dude, being too jacked and trans. I'll close it. I'll say it. I'll fucking say it, dude. Fire me. Who cares?
Well,
I don't have a job. I sleep on my floor. I don't have a bed frame.
Nah, dude. I feel like a pussy. I was, how's LeMaire going for it harder than I am on this?
What?
I don't know, dude.
I'm not going
I'm no more
forward. I just want
yeah, I didn't feel like going forward. I just like saying yeah. the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I was being funny.
Yeah, I was more like so just thinking about what you said before.
It's more of a freedom of thought type of thing. I'm not trying to like be like, yo, hate them, love them.
No, no, no.
I'm just saying like this being, is what I've being, noticed I think it is.
Yeah, yeah, I was being funny. I wasn't yeah. I didn't actually think you're just trying. I don't think you're making this up. Yeah. That's not what I was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all agree it's pretty gross though.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Ask the only one who fucks them, it's pretty gross. Yeah. Ask the only one who should have an actual appeal. No.
Yeah, yeah. You do want to definitely put a damper on our friendship for a good month. I was like, I don't know.
Dude, I had her in the back. I was like, look, another one. Look, she's black.
Yeah. Second one? No.
Two?
No. I mean, a real lady. I was trying to joke the other day about how, like, this is probably too much. People are probably going to stop listening because... For some people are exhausted with like whenever you bring up trans, people get immediately exhausted. But I was doing a joke at a show about how trans how actual women hate trans women.
Yeah, they call them TERFs.
Yeah. But
certain women do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like especially like athlete women.
Well, look, and also there's like
not even that.
That's
dude.
What J.K. Rowling's getting shit on for by yeah. people because there's a lot of women out there being like, yo, you guys are just like cosplaying as us and saying you're us. And it's like, no, you're because I never understood. The thing that always gets me is when trans women will be like, no, you have to say I'm a woman. And I always go, why can't there be women, men, trans women? There's a thing where it's like, no, you have to say that I am a woman.
Because it doesn't work with their mental illness if you say they're trans.
Yeah, yeah.
Things short circuit.
Yeah.
But I don't mind calling somebody what they're going to be called, but I think that irritates me is that when you're not allowed to fuck up. Accident.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like if I accidentally am like,
excuse me.
I'm like, yo, bro. And they're like,
what did you say?
I'm a lady. Like, oh, all right, miss. I'll fucking call you. It's too late. You already, like, I don't like yeah. that.
How is it too late? I just learned today.
Yeah. Like, I just learned 6 seconds
that's
ago.
That's always the best. That's the best part about the trans lady spazzing out. The like classic clip of the trans lady spazzing out at GameStop where it's just like, I'm a woman. Motherfucker. you're like, you're not doing good job convincing
yeah.
me. Miss.
Yeah, dude, you're out of character right now. No. That, I say dude a lot. I say dude all the time, and that happens like what do you say to when you're like talking to you can't say
I had a table
dude.
Walk out when I used to wait tables, I had a table walk out because it was like an older guy and girl, and I was like, hey guys, how we doing?
Yeah.
And then the guy, he goes, what did you say? And I said, how are you doing? He's like, no, you called my wife a guy. Does yeah. she look like a man to you? I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? And then I like got their drink order.
Oh, wait, this was a trans person?
No. It was just like an old it's just like when you
just called some dude's ugly ass white.
Yeah,
dude.
I said, sir, and what do you fucking want? No, it's just when you a group of people, so hey guys, how you doing? You know what I mean? Mm. And he took it to like
were they young?
No, they were like they had like 65. They had like moderately rich, stuffy Connecticut white vibe to them.
Oh, so like super like isn't like Connecticut like a super liberally certain parts of it?
The thing about Chris O'Connor
specifically.
O'Connor's like super Connecticut, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was talking me into watching lacrosse. That's how Connecticut.
Dude, that's very Connecticut.
Sean was telling me how they went out on his boat.
Yeah. Oh, that was his boat?
His brother's boat. Brother's boat, whatever.
I would love to have a boat.
Yeah. Dude. I miss you guys.
Back to
I got a thing to talk about to get us out of this.
To be honest, I was kind of having fun being fucked up.
I am having fun too.
It's a drinking holiday. You get fucked up and you say dumb shit.
Yeah, this is how black people
just
act.
Just let them.
That trans shit you were saying, that's black cookout talk. That's somebody's uncle for real.
Yeah, I'm having cookout talk right now, dude.
And that seems very Juneteenth of you to do. Yeah. So if they're going to get us for this on Juneteenth, they can suck ass.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only thing I'd be worried about is getting God on that shit.
Boy, oh boy, do I have the vapors.
Is my mom having to deal with it? Like, that's the thing. Like once she passes, then I'd be like, all right.
Me too.
But, like, my mom having to, like, have her friends be like, is your son cooning? And she got to, like, answer the question. No, he's just...
My mom doesn't care. She would fight. My grandma would care, though. So, like, I got to... Well,
my grandma is dead. My mom would care. And my dad would be like, my dad wouldn't give a fuck.
He'd be like,
but my dad used to love white bitches, so he's like,
like father,
it's genetic.
Yeah, dude.
I told you I haven't seen.
Your force is strong, dude. You're the king. What does it make him?
He's the
Pog Pauper.
I think he's got more bodies. He's probably the Mad King.
He was the Mad King of Pogs.
He was just slaying Pogs back in the day.
The Mad Pog King.
Oh, when you get canceled, you're gonna jump out the window like Joffrey.
That wasn't Joffrey. I geeked out about that. It was the other brother.
Joffrey was dead already.
Oh, that was the one who was there for like 2 minutes.
That was the one who was fucking the hot lady who got blown up in the... She got blown up in the church.
Bro, I was thinking about...
on House of Dragons or a regular class?
That's the regular one.
What was
that? Did you see that Paul that got hit in the face with a cell phone? I just want to show y'all the video. And she was thick as hell.
Was that the video you gave to him?
Yeah, it's not that funny. But I just wanted... I found it.
You just want to look at that thick tongue?
I just want to look at that
thick tongue.
I was going to
say... Where's Whatever Amy at? We said we'd never do an episode here until Whatever Amy was back.
Oh, did we lie?
Yeah, we lied.
That's all right, but in her honor, we're bringing up a thicky. But I never heard this lady. I don't even know what kind of music she does.
I literally was looking at this while pissing. That's like Bebe Rex, right?
I never even heard of her before.
Oh, Bebe Rexa?
Yeah, this is how real women react to getting hit by things. She just...
Ow. Oh, my God.
She just folded. She got hit in the face with a phone and folded.
Was that a phone?
Yeah, it was a phone.
Okay, here, yeah, you can turn that off.
Dylan, zoom in. Enhance.
This is what I really wanted right here.
Oh, no, it's not enhancing. Damn it. Zoom doesn't work. We gotta see, dude.
Yeah, but I just discovered, is she like famous? I don't even know who that is.
I've heard her name a bunch. I couldn't tell you like a song, but I know she's like a pop. I know she's like a pop star who's always on features and things like that. She's not like...
She got the waves, bro. Her whole body.
What's
full body waves.
Who's the chick who did the song with?
Is she like fat? Is she not just thick?
No, I mean, that's what I mean, though.
Oh, okay.
Full body waves.
SZA, who did the song with Doja Cat?
SZA.
Like, SZA's mainstream, but she's not like the top of the mainstream.
No.
Yeah. I think Bebe Rex is like that.
Okay.
Is that how you say your name? Rex? Rexa?
Rexa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wasn't she married to like Justin Bieber or something? I don't know.
Really? He was clapping that?
Yeah,
I'd be surprised.
Yeah. Biebs is a man, though. Justin Bieber's like...
Because he's usually clapping like some tight whites.
Yeah. Dude, remember... how are you about Justin Bieber as a young boy?
That was my dude.
Really? Like the whole time?
The whole time.
You were like, fuck him for getting all the pussy.
No,
like,
that's why I respected him. I remember I was pretty sure he fucked some lady. I forget though. I can't remember the exact
name. Janet Jackson.
No, maybe. I don't know. But it was some lady from the Lakers. Like she like owned something with them.
Oh, Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, and he had like a jersey and like was wearing some of her rings and shit. And I was like, he smashed. And he was like 16 still. Yeah. I was like, yo, he smashed this lady.
And Jeannie Buss is a
I'm
saying it here.
I saw a compilation with him and like other young pop stars where there's like just these compilations of these reporters being basically like when they're 16 or something, these reporters will be like, so you're fucking right. They put, remember in your favorite Britney doc where the gay guy was like, when I was a little gay boy. in that doc, there were so many interviews. They're like, so Britney, your tits are pretty cool. You're fucking right.
She was like, well, I'm 17. She's so like,
oh my God, please stop.
I mean, yes, but
yes.
No, that's
they tried to really take Justin.
I can't wait to see you on the next spot.
I'm trying to get my wits, dude. I'm trying not to drink this, but I keep my left hand keeps grabbing the Corona.
I'll tell you before we get to the end of the pod, what I'm surprised about.
Wait, how
I'm
close are we?
We got like 10 minutes left.
Ooh. We're cooking today.
Yeah,
cooking. Even though you missed late. The first half.
Oh, and we owe you guys a Patreon.
Yeah, this was supposed to be. We were supposed to have a guest, but somebody was a fucking dickhead.
You know what I'll do? I release the D&D. Everybody gets the D&D for free.
Well, you mean like on the Patreon? In the $2?
It's already on the Patreon.
It's already on the Patreon.
It's already, but it's on the $5 tier.
We gotta move it down to the.
Move it down to one.
Then the $5 tier is going to feel fucked.
We can make it up later.
That's the thing. We gave it to them. They've had it for a month and a half now.
Okay.
We got it's exclusivity. But we got to give it to everybody.
I don't want to give them a little.
We owe them an apology.
Yeah.
So I have to put out that. Never mind.
What are we going
to
do? Is any of this actually going to happen? My sources say no.
Damn,
really?
That's what the 8-ball said.
Damn it.
8-ball's wrong, dude. 8-ball's wrong. Mama's right, dude. Remind me on Wednesday. Some shit's happening. I'll fucking do it right now.
Well, we got 10 minutes. I do want to. Can we keep talking black stuff real quick?
Yeah.
Unless you don't want to.
I feel like I fucking.
You feel like you fucked up?
I know what's going to happen. They're going to like, black guy on Barstool, Mr. Coon. And they're like,
I mean, there's been other black people on Barstool. There's been like three of them.
Name who? Name them.
I think Brian Simpson.
Okay. All right. I remember.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And there's got to be another one. It'll be fine. I remember when I did Barstool, I figured it was like one of my homies or something, went and was like, I didn't think there was no black people until I saw, and there was somebody else. That's all I did.
Gilly the King.
Was he on Barstool?
He has a podcast on Barstool. The guy I was with is going to his friend's
party. Oh, isn't he kind of a hood dude a little bit?
He's from Philly.
They say he used to write for Wayne.
Yeah, remember Gilly the Kid?
Yeah.
Gilly Kid, J.R. Ryder, dude.
Mm. Well, no, he wasn't with them. That was Dipset.
I know. I remember. I'm just naming names from like when I was in.
Just early 2000s names.
Only 2000s mixtape rappers who didn't. Dude, go as I'd big as they should have.
I have to get such a
Gilly the Kid used to be in the Meek Mill category. It was like, it felt like when I was in like high school, it was like Gilly the Kid or Meek Mill.
Yeah, but Meek Mill actually got famous.
Yeah, as someone who lived outside of Philly.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Meek was bigger, it seemed like, for me. And I just lived outside of Philly too, but still like Renton was like closer. It was a lot of niggas who moved from. It was still like hood niggas over there and shit. But Meek was definitely bigger.
Same in Coatesville, yes. And,
how far is Renton from Philly?
Hour.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, some people really fuck with Gilly, but also he had that like, I wrote for Wayne shit, and people loved Wayne. So you had a little bit of like, no, you didn't. I don't care what you say. No, you didn't. I love Wayne. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Lil Wayne ripped up all his writings in that one album.
He's like, I have checks. No, you don't. No, you don't.
They're not phony.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave you hanging completely. I feel like I'm kind of leaving you hanging because the end of the episode.
Well, you got to leave. Let's keep going.
I hear where you're coming from. So you can't have a conversation and not, it's, you know.
You can't, it's you can't have a conversation about it.
When the Kyrie thing was happening with the black Israelites, if you were like, well, that's not completely true.
Yeah.
It was like, shut up.
It's all true now. Yeah.
Not everybody, but you can still have gotten some of that.
No, I get it. You dipped your toe into the area where you're like, oh, yeah, a lot of people are going to get opinionated if they hear this and get galvanized behind it.
Trying to create the conversation.
Yeah.
Because there's,
it's got to start with one brave intellectual. Dude,
I was high one day and I was like, yesterday. Wait, I was thinking about us. Like, but like really high. Like, I'm always
high. Wait, really high?
What were you reaching for?
No, go ahead. Oh. I got a gift.
I know. Andy gave it to me. I was so surprised.
Oh, yeah, you are drunk. You gave it to me to give it to him.
I know. I didn't think you'd give it to him already.
But
Andy has a gift.
Yeah. Where is this? Probably out there, gone. But oh no, it's right here.
I went back, brother.
Fuck, I forgot what I was saying,
brother. I went back.
I was going after this. What were we? What was that? I don't remember what I was getting ready to say
about saying stuff
about leaving black people.
About saying not popular things that are truthful.
Just to be able to have
the conversation.
No, I was gonna say, I feel like, but I might have been, I couldn't tell if I was being like high and mighty or whatever, mm-hmm. or trying to like add validity to my own life or whatever bullshit. But I do feel like the way like our crew operates and like our whole crew operates is like very good for the country. It's just like black people, white people saying, we all have our opinions. We can kind of get like a little bit like
that. And wait, specifically black people or white people when it comes to America, all right, continue.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because we're all like in our crew.
We've been here the longest.
We're all
like black people and white people have been in America the longest. I mean,
that's
outside of like, I guess, Native Americans.
Not to like lie, but like,
to them, like six of them left.
Yeah, but to them, I say scoreboard.
USA, USA, USA.
go get drunk and play the slots, goofballs,
dickheads. How about you guys go smoke your $4 cigarettes?
$4 cigarettes?
$4 packs.
Dang.
Oh, where did I see that?
Sounds like they're winning.
Yo, I was going to see...
we don't need that shit. They're dying of cancer. And they're like, how are we dying? Sorry.
Got cancer. I got cancer.
I almost bought... Because I've been trying to... I told you, I've been trying to not smoke cigs. Yeah. I haven't smoked cigs in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Bro, I've smoked cigs. Like, I smoked so many cigs the other day. I was off for like 4 days. I'm done six too.
No, I haven't. Oh,
when
yeah.
You smoke with Ian? Was that when you got back on the rails?
Because I remember that day I was like, yo, Nate, I'm done with cigarettes.
Yo, you said it like 10 times. The second somebody was like, you want to come smoke? Yeah. You were like, yes.
Yeah. I almost smoked one today because Ian had like two packs on him. And I was like, just waiting to ask for one. But no, I haven't smoked a cig since 200.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I was seeing Steph's parents. And they live like middle of nowhere on the way up to the Poconos. And I went to go get beer at this fucking gas station. And this dude just had cigs on the counter. Yeah. And it said like $4 a pack. And I was just like, it took so, I don't know why I'm like this. It took everything in me to not be like, I need to get $4 cigs.
Yo, I'm so surprised. To be honest, I thought you were going to say this. You have them sitting
you
somewhere.
You folded, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised you. Like,
if I was going to hang out with some friends.
That's growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I would have folded,
dude. You passed up on a sale. That's not like you.
No. I love
a Jewish gay Andy. Bro,
Andy's the real Israelite.
Old gay Jew ass Andy.
Gay Jewish Andy would never pass up a deal, dude. Especially on cigarettes.
No, if I was going to hang out with like you guys or some other friends, I'd probably get them. But I was going to hang out with Steph and her family.
Yeah.
It is decidedly so.
Well, in that case, he didn't say it in front of me.
We're ruining everybody's lives today.
Yeah, for real. He didn't do shit to you guys.
I tell you guys about what happened last week with my fucking keys. Oh, I wish we had more. Dylan, how long do we have, dude?
We got like 5.
Yeah, I can give you guys an extra 5.
Because I do want to know what happened with your keys.
So, dude... Me and Jabri went to see the new Transformers movie.
You told me about this. Lemaire's also a psycho, but also you did what you had to do. Lemaire's also a psycho.
So me and Jabri, we went to see the new Transformers movie with Drew Montana at the movie
Quick
theater.
Quick review, 10-second review.
Yeah, pretty good. Really good. I loved it. I cried.
Worth the money?
Yeah, worth the money. Literally worth the money. Watch it in Dolby 4D or 3D where they have the speakers in it.
Really?
Pretty good. Let's go worth see the money.
Yeah, we got time. I'm down to see it.
And then,
When I told you guys, when you told me fucking Beast Wars or anything,
yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna.
Dude,
go
it's
see
worth it.
It.
No, I'll say this. I'll say, because everyone in the movie expects one. They expect one particular Beast War. They
I
expect,
asked you about it. You said he wasn't in it.
They expect two particular Beast Wars, and they're not in it. Number one, Dinobot. Not in it. Don't go expecting Dinobot. Number two, Waspinator. Don't go expecting Waspinator.
Wait, those were the two you thought everybody was expecting? I thought Rat Trap and Cheetor.
Yeah, Well,
50% of them are in that.
Okay.
50% of them are in it.
I want Cheetor and Gorilla Optimus Prime. That's all I care about.
That's definitely. Well, that's 100% in the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you're 50%
Oh, he's in the trailer.
Now.
Yeah. No, you already told me Rat Trap wasn't. But all right, yeah. So your keys, but we
I missed Rat Trap. All right, yeah. 4 minutes. So the keys, the guy, it's an Uber driver. Jabri orders it because I'm like, yo, dude, I'm paying for your movie ticket. You order Uber. He's like, all right. So he orders an Uber, and then I lose my keys in the Uber. So then we get back from the movies. I think I lost it at the movie theater. It's not the movie theater. Get home. Jibs gets home. I'm like, yo, call the Uber driver. Tell me if he has the tickets or the keys. And the Uber driver has the keys, but he's like, yo, I'm going to go to the gas station first, fill up my car with gas, and then I'll bring it to you. And I was like, all right, cool. And Jabri was like, all right, cool. And then like 3 hours later, I'm like, yo, why isn't he at my house yet? Why isn't he at my house with the keys? And Jabri was like, I'm going to try to call Uber. I'm going to try to call him. And then Uber and the guy and Jabri couldn't get in contact with the guy. So I was like, all right, I guess I can't do the fucking podcast anymore. And you guys got that. And then I waited till the morning. And when I woke up, I texted Jabri because I knew he'd be at work. I was like, yo, all my sentences start with yo. I was like, did they have my keys? Did they talk to you? And he was like, no, they have not found me. So then that's when I stepped in the action.
What was your first move?
I put on my black hat, dude.
You're a black hat hacker?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
put
the
on
good
my
ones?
Black hat, white hat.
White hat, yeah, you put on your black
I
hat.
I took off my white hat, I put on my black hat, and I started using it for evil.
He put the white hat back on when he got to Barstool.